News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Irish universities risk a quiet and gradual decline due to funding shortages. That is the warning from the Provost of Trinity College Dublin, Professor Linda Doyle, and she joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Professor. Firstly, why did you say this?
So, Ciara, you know, I'm here in Trinity, and when you look out and you see the students coming back and you see their excitement, I have to say, I'm just worried. We've been saying for years to the government that this sector is underfunded. And actually, back in 2022, the government themselves measured that funding gap. They came up with a figure of 307 million for every year. So the sector is lacking in 307 million every year by their measurement. And we agree. And that gap has yet to be filled. And the longer it takes to fill the gap, the bigger it gets. So that's why I'm worried. And that's actually, and the reason I said this today and the reason I'm saying it to our staff is I want them to speak up and get their voice heard.
Yeah, you actually sent a letter to the alumni and asked them to speak up on your behalf. I hear what you're saying, and before we get into it, but in what way is the funding gap affecting the delivery of education in our universities? Is it a lack of lecturers? Is it a poor ratios? Is it equipment? Where does the funding gap kind of hit the student experience or the educational experience?
So I suppose the biggest way it does hit it is in that staff-student ratio, as we call it. So it's, you know, so the experience of the students as you go forward, as you can attract less and less, you know, talent into the university, as we become less attractive and less competitive, we're not going to have the best people coming from around the world to Ireland or from Ireland to teach in our institutions. And that affects it. But mainly it's in the staff student ratios. And that really does affect the experience of the students. The other key area is exactly what you said. It's in the research area and the research equipment. Almost 60% of our equipment is over 10 years old. And, you know, if you want to be cutting edge, if you want to, you know, be dealing with the challenges of AI, the challenges of quantum, if you be looking to the future, you need the best equipment. And Ireland does pride itself on its education. So we really, really need to stand behind that and get that money put into it.
Can I ask you, and maybe it's an ignorant question, I fully see why old equipment or obsolete or outdated equipment would be a problem if you're in a STEM course, if you're science or engineering or something like that. I'm sure that is fundamental to actually being able to learn and to teach. But things like student ratios, I understand why they affect classrooms in primary or secondary education, you know, small classrooms where there's a lot of interaction. But lecture-based ones, I have been to university myself, and some of my lectures in my early years would have had 350 people in the lecture theatre, and some of them in my later years might have had 100. But it wouldn't make any difference to me as the student, because I'm just sitting there absorbing the information as best I can. The number in the classroom or in the lecture hall didn't make much odds. Am I missing something here?
Well, maybe you were a very brilliant student,
Ciara. I don't know about that, Linda, to be fair.
But yeah, you are. So if you look around Europe, even if you look at any league table, Ireland actually comes really near the bottom in the kind of, you know, the education that we offer. So it does make a difference. And while you might sit in those big classes and those classes work in that way, you also need that individual attention in the smaller groups, in those projects.
So that's kind of what I was getting at. Is it that it's for the tutorial groups you need different ratios? Yeah. Is it for the smaller learning based models? Because there are lecturers, as I'm sure I went to UCD, but there are lecturers, I'm sure, in all our universities that are very large. Without much problem,
and there always will be, and the it's this combination, and basically a brilliant education means you get to sit in those big lectures, you get to do things for yourself, but you also get that smaller group work, that project work, that research work in the arts and humanities as well as the STEM subjects.
Okay, and obviously the student experience is very important, and you've highlighted about equipment and staff ratios and all that. How important, and I don't know at all the answer to this, how important is the reputation of our institutions? Like, I don't just mean in terms of attracting staff and things, but in terms of, I suppose, putting a value on our degrees or the, you know, when our graduates come out and are looking for jobs internationally and things. is the reputation of universities something that people look at around the world, or is that just something that people like yourself like to talk up? And I'm not saying that in an obnoxious way. What I'm saying is there a fundamental value attached to the reputation of a university?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you just think of Ireland as a whole and the sector as a whole, you know, the reason why companies come to set up in Ireland is because of the quality of the education and things like tax and other things like that. And so not alone is it important for students who study in the university sector here, when they go out and look for jobs in Ireland and abroad, that they're considered to come from an education system that is valued. It's also important to the future of Ireland. And that quiet and gradual decline, that slow, quiet and gradual decline, equals a slow loss of attractiveness and competitiveness. And you saw, you know, the situation with the Apple thing this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look at it, you could say for that, OK, you can look at that and say, you know, that brings questions for the future of the country. Where are we going? What will the opportunities be like in this country in the future? And it's even more important now that the investment in education happens, because that's an investment in all of us.
So in effect, what I'm hearing you saying is that our graduates are a national asset, a national resource that we sort of sell our wares via, and devaluing them by having a lower standard of education is bad for Ireland and short-sighted?
Absolutely. You did that. That is very well expressed. For better myself.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. That is the provost there of Trinity College in Dublin. Professor Linda Doyle, let us know what you think out there this morning. Everyone at the moment looking for additional funding, I think possibly coming up to the budget, but also with the Apple tax. But how important is the quality of our university educations? Love to know what people think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.